Al, we get like two halves of an episode this week.
Yeah, basically.
We get a fight and then what people are doing after the fight.
Yeah. They're like, here's everybody doing things. Here's the plans for what happens next.
Yeah, we gotta catch you up on what everyone's been up to, which is not a whole lot, but...
Not a whole lot. Everybody's just going the same direction.
It's not been that long since we've seen everyone, so... Anyways, hello, welcome to this week's episode of Jared Now Watching Inuyasha is episode 115. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Al and Lady M.
Hello.
We are discussing season 5, episode number 3, or episode 113, entitled The Sacred Vajra. There we go. Vajra.
And the
mystery of the living Buddha.
Buddha.
I don't know if we really got into the mystery of the living Buddha in this episode, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Anyways, after we get a recap of last week's episode and all that, basically this first half of this episode is just Inuyasha and Bankotsu continuing their fight, with Bankotsu essentially getting the upper hand on Inuyasha throughout most of this. He's got, like, new cool attacks. He summons a thunderstorm somehow.
He's like, I don't know what's going to happen here. Who knows where it's going to go?
I'm conducting electricity. Wee!
Wee!
Him and Inuyasha just shoot waves, energy waves at each other. It's like it's Dragon Ball. You know, as you do. And basically, they're just, you know, fighting back and forth. Inuyasha gets mad because the electricity hits Kagome. Well, not mm-hmm. really hits her, but it hits the vicinity of her and knocks her out for a little bit. So he gets mm-hmm. very big mad at Bankotsu for this. Grr. No angry, yes angry.
Yes angry.
But, you know, they're basically at a stalemate here for a while, and then Inuyasha gets a little bit of an advantage, but then the little thingamajig from Hakushin flies out from the crater and goes to block Inuyasha's attack. And he's like, well, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's purifying the Tetsaiga. Oh, no.
No, no.
And then it puts Bankotsu into a barrier and then teleports him out of the island.
Inuyasha's like, no, you can't leave. We're not done. Grr.
And, well, the thing is, he is done and he is going to go.
Yeah, he also has a skeleton arm, which is pretty
cool. Yeah, Kagome shoots him in the arm, and it reveals a skeleton arm.
Which, yo, man, I called it accidentally.
It was very funny, because, like, they're just sitting there talking while, like, this is happening, and then Al's like, what if Kagome just shot an arrow at him at this time while they're just standing there doing nothing? And then, like, 10 seconds later, you just see, and then an arrow stuck in his arm. He's like, huh?
Yeah. Skeleton arm.
Skeleton arm.
I mean, it looks pretty metal, but, like, probably useless. I don't know how his hand's going to stick on there.
Well, apparently his hand was fine. It was just, like, his forearm was just gone.
Yeah, nothing there.
It's very see-through.
I mean, it's not even see-through. It's just there's a bone there. I mean,
he
bones,
is a dead
I
body, so I guess it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, he's been dead for a hot second. Oh, just... sorry, I didn't mean to bonk your head, little dude.
Don't give him a concussion.
Sorry. Wouldn't be the first concussion on this podcast.
No, you're right. You are indeed correct.
Oh, no.
So yeah, that's the end of this fight. We get a non-finish, no conclusion. Tune in next time and maybe we'll have another fight.
Yeah.
But yeah, after that, we see Bankotsu get teleported to a castle where he's just like, huh? Where am I? I feel really crappy. Ugh. And then Kohaku and Kana roll up and they're like, hey, what's up? And he's like, where am I? Oh, yeah, I got teleported here due to the Saint Man. That was weird. Kana just walks up and grabs the relic and just like picks it up and then puts it on like this pedestal where the mummified version of Hakushin is just like staring there going,
arr! Also funny is that they have the ninja conversation once again.
Mm-hmm.
That he's like, oh yeah, it shouldn't bother you, you know, you're a ninja. And still not a
I'm
ninja.
Not a ninja.
I am not a ninja.
Please don't call me ninja.
Good acting. Also, Benkotsu, like, really, really emphasizes, like, Kana. It's like, why did you say it like that?
You know, gotta enunciate.
Kana.
And then basically we get a big montage of, like, here's what everyone's doing. Little kid that was with him on the island, they go back to his home and his sisters, and he tells them, hey, dad's dead. Here's his bones, but it's like a very small pile of bones.
Yeah. I mean, like, they had to have cremated him first or something, but then, like, don't call him his bones. Like, say it's his remains.
It was something.
I don't know. Like, your leggy bones aren't fitting in that tiny pouch. I'll just say that right now. And your skull is the word I'm looking for.
You know, there's a lot of bones in the body.
There are multiple bones in the body.
So many bones that it would not fit in a very tiny pouch like that unless some of them are missing.
Yeah. Missing or, again, cremated.
Yeah.
Which maybe the lightning cremated him. I don't know.
Who knows? Moroku gets yanked away by his ear because he says he'll he'll come back for the sisters if they need his aid, of course.
But mostly at nighttime.
Mostly at nighttime. So yeah, Inuyasha and the gang roll out. We see Koga and his group. They find a big boar to eat. The boys are very excited for it.
Nom, 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 nom.
But they're feeling very weary because the barrier is getting bigger and stronger and extending into this cave they're in. And Koga is planning to somehow find a way through the barrier to take on the Band of Seven because he believes they're hiding out on Mount Hakurei. We see Sesshomaru just hanging out with his group. Jaqen's still feeling worse for wear. And then Sesshomaru just jumps off a cliff.
Yeah, just jumps off a cliff and floats away like nothing's bugging that guy.
Rin, On, and Jaqen all head off after him, and Jaqen's just hanging on desperately onto On's tail, and Rin's just like, stop complaining!
Stop! Shut up!
Kikyo's here. She's with the children that Suikotsu was taking care of, and then she's like, I'm gonna leave you children to fend for yourselves. See you later.
Bye, kids. And they're like, can you talk to Suikotsu for us? Give a message.
And she's like, that guy is not coming back.
No.
She, like, no, go ahead.
These kids are not gonna do okay on their own.
No, they're not. She can't stay there because the barrier is extending and it's not going well for her, so she has to leave. And she's like, okay, gotta go. At least she didn't give us poor philosophy tips this time.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's good. And then we see Inuyasha and Kagome at, I guess, by the barrier of Mount Hakurei, and Shippo is once again going, whoa!
Got them dizzy eyes.
Got them dizzy eyes, and then Sango and Moroku show up, and they're like, hey, we're gonna do some recon, and we're gonna investigate the mountain, because, you know, we can actually go through the barrier and everything. So, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, Moroku is just touching Sango's butt the whole time.
He's like, yeah, don't worry, Kagome. I'm not going to be doing anything untoward to her. And he's just rubbing her booty.
He gets bonked and he's just still like, no.
His hand does not move after he gets bonked.
I have to savor this moment.
He is dedicated to the booty. Good for him.
Yeah, Inuyasha tells him not to do anything dangerous. And him and Kagome and Shippo and Kirara stay behind and they will wait for them to return from the mountain.
The mountain.
And that's how we end our episode. We have one note here.
Okay.
While Moroku is speaking with Kagome before stroking Sango's bottom, his kimono's bottom colors are displayed erroneously.
Oh. In what way?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay.
Just erroneously.
Erroneously.
But yes, next time we will be discussing episode 114 entitled Koga's Solitary Battle, where Koga's going to go fight some of the Band of Seven. And other stuff will happen, probably.
Wow.
They don't want Koga to get purified in Mount Hakurei. His boys being that, you know, that's who,
right.
That's who don't want that.
Right.
No, and Inuyasha probably would not care.
No, he wouldn't give
a. It's true. So yeah, we'll talk about all that next time. But for now, if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sac.cool. It's where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to annladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky at seasonalanimecheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on amazon.com. You can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/sacova. So join us next time, where we'll see how Koga deals with the Band of Seven.
Double bomb.